Hello everyone, Bruce Edwin here with HollywoodSentinel.com, and I have the pleasure to be speaking today with author and screenwriter Veera Mahajan. And Veera has got an amazing book out that I truly just love. And I've had the pleasure to know her for a while. She's just a very a kind and intelligent, highly educated person. Veera, it's so great to have you with us here today. How are you doing?
I'm great. Great to be here.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, you gave me a copy of this book, and unreported. Tell us a little bit about this, the book, please. And I know you've got a film that this is going to be based on.
Yes, I wrote the book unreported when I was going through my divorce because nobody really talks about domestic abuse till it gets really, really bad, sometimes even fatal, or you end up in the hospital for some reason. And, you know, it is something that we people need to talk about and report to someone. And I really try to focus on that, that domestic abuse is an unreported crime. And then learning to live, L-I-V-E, is an acronym for loving yourself, insisting on freedom, and victory over victim syndrome.
Yes.
And empowered living. Learning to live free is a journey that I am going to start after you can say no to abuse. If you live in abuse, you don't even have a chance to figure out what you want, what you like. And somebody needs to know what's going on. So that's why I'm reported. It needs to be reported. And based on my book, I've written a screenplay. I'm trying to make that movie. We've got pretty much everything ready. That we're waiting for some investor to come on and help us with that. And we have a couple of really good actors and actresses already agreed to sign on. So we're really working towards that. Hopefully this year we will do. Finish that, you know, produce that movie.
Yes.
And so that's why I'm
reporting. Well, that's great.
The
now
movie's on the same title.
That's great. Now I have to comment on something you said. Trying to make this movie, and knowing you, it's going to. I know it's going to be more than trying. You're just going to do it because I know so many people in Hollywood are, you know, just trying to do stuff. But you are what. Really, I love about, you know, I've learned about you that I love is that, you know, you're just an amazing person to me. You've done so much. You're a self-published author. You're the former publisher. Well, actually, the current publisher, I know you've have another person doing some of the things on it now, but you're still the owner and doing a lot still with Malibu Chronicle, and which you started. And so many other businesses I won't go into here and companies you've owned and own, but, you know, I know you're going to make this movie. So it's exciting to hear about.
Yes. I mean, it's worth trying. I know a lot of people don't like it. And so I can say I'm making a movie, but there's a lot of trial and errors and trying to meet people, and it's not easy, but this is something I really, really want to do. And you're right, I will make it happen because we are making strides. I wrote the book about 2 years ago,
yes.
2017. And it took me almost 4 years to have the final version of what is out in the bookstores and Amazon.
Yes.
And, of course, I have it. And but that's the process now with the movie. It's the same name. Same theme, but it's a historical fiction based on my book. A lot of stories that I couldn't tell in the book, they're in the movie.
Sure.
And then there's stories of all the other people that I interviewed. So I picked some really strong, serious stories, and that's what I'm including in the movie. And it's not just, you know, some people think spousal abuse, and people will ask me, was he Indian? That has nothing to do with it. Abuse can come from parents, from siblings, from staff that you work with,
exactly.
Employers, and very
yeah.
commonly, of course, from a spouse, you know, or a
yeah.
Romantic partner.
Right, right.
So I will make this movie, you're right.
Well, that's
hopefully this year.
Well, that's
hopefully probably the same word as trying, so we will make it this year.
Well, that's great. Now, when you told me about this book and you gave me a copy, I thought, you know, I was interested in reading it because you're an interesting person to me. You published Malibu Chronicle. You've done all these other things that, like I said, we'll get into maybe in another discussion. But so I was interested based on that, and just that, you know, I thought it would be, I was curious to read more, to read it. But I didn't grasp or realize just how powerful and important this book was. And I'm not just saying that to, you know, try to sell your book, but I honestly mean that. When I read it, there's points in here that are just hit me that are really great advice that a person can't typically find just anywhere. Maybe if they'll go to a counselor for years, they'll get the information. I don't know, but there's information in here that truly helps people. How did you find a way to do that and get this knowledge? And can you tell us about that?
Well, that was the whole purpose of this book. When I was going through divorce, I was working with a counselor who was supposed to help me through that process, because the lawyer was afraid that, like most of her clients, she says, or a lot of her clients, they started, but then they get scared, they get pushed, they just run out of the energy, and they give in, and they go back. And some of them actually, you know, get worse abuse, and they go back, or some even get killed. So she said that it would be a good idea for me to have a counselor who kind of keeps me on track. And also when I am crying, which the lawyers don't want to hear. So I was, you know, getting that pushback from the lawyer. I'm not a counselor. You need to talk to a counselor. I didn't have a counselor.
Yeah.
So when you go to a counselor will tell you very often, I don't know this. This is a question for a lawyer. And then nobody really gives you the full picture.
Wow.
So what I went through, the struggles and trying to get information, and then when I started writing this book, I interviewed a lot of people, and most of them went through the same thing. Nobody really gives you a whole support. You get, you know, little pieces here and there.
Right.
And you're kind of, you know, not getting full support. So I'm hoping that through this book, which has my stories and a lot of other people that I interviewed, their stories, and also, not only stories, there are lessons learned and advice, because, as you know, hindsight is 2020.
Yeah.
So these are people who have learned and gotten out of domestic abuse, and they were living a better and more positive and successful life. They were living that free life that I'm talking about. And that's what I wanted to put in there. So
that
we were not getting support, we were not supported. I wanted to bring that support and that information to people who, anybody else who might be needing that and going through that and wanting to get out.
Well, that's great. And I know you have a legal background yourself. You mentioned attorneys.
Yes, I'm not an attorney, but I graduated from Pepperdine Law School with a master's in dispute resolution.
Nice.
So I'm a mediator, arbitrator.
Okay.
And again, it's the same path. I'm trying to be peaceful. Not the word trying. I have chosen a path to be peaceful. So I teach mediation at a school. I want to teach children from my younger age so they don't look to fight and argue and, you know, throw fists.
Yes.
Right from start, their first choices to listen and talk,
yeah,
and talk things out and find solutions. So hopefully these will become better citizens, better business people, better husbands and wives, and, you know, be living that free life.
Well, that's great. So you're a trained, you teach peacemaking, and you're trained in this, and That's
yes,
really,
I call myself a peacemaker.
I love it. That's really cool. I wish you could go to Congress in the White House.
Yeah.
We need
right.
some help.
I'm
there.
Not a politician, but
exactly. Yeah. Because you're too nice, I think. You're too nice.
Well,
for that.
Marianne Williamson is trying, so we'll see.
Okay, very good. Well, that's so cool. And Vera, where can, I know people can pick this up on Amazon. I know your time is limited here, but what do you want, what would you say to, what's the main thing that you want people to take away from you know, that are listening that have been abused or are in an abusive relationship or have been that have not healed? What is the main thing you could maybe give them today as, aside from reading the book here? I definitely suggest we get this book.
For someone who is going through domestic abuse and they want to get out of it and they don't see any other way yet, but I say as soon as you realize this situation is not working and you've tried your best to make it work, and the next step would be that you hope that you can get out of it, you need to tell someone. It should be reported. Because in the end, it's going to be your word against them. And if they've already been getting away with everything, they will get away with, I didn't do it, she's making up, she's crazy, and all that stuff. When I say she, all victims are not always the women. There are children and men. You know, and it's actually harder for men sometimes because they don't want to admit that they're in domestic abuse. So reporting is very, very, very important. And keep copies of all your financial information. So those two things are very important.
Okay. Tell me the last part again. Keep what of the financial information? Keep record of it?
Copies of all your financial information.
Yes.
Your, whatever your equity is, whatever the bank statements are. Because everybody will tell you, you're entitled to 50%, but if you cannot prove the 100%, because it will be lost. It will be taken away.
Interesting.
If you cannot prove 100%, even then you have a very little chance to get 50%. If you can't even prove 100%, what is the 100%?
Right.
There's no chance to get anywhere close to 50%.
That's great advice, and I've never heard that before. It seems so apparent, but, you know, that basic information isn't out there. And sometimes the most simplest things people miss. So I just think your book is so powerful. I really love it. And I love what you're doing. So any other, you know, I'd love to continue another conversation with you here. Perhaps another time. We've got, I know your time's pressed here. Any other final thoughts before we let you get off the line here for our listeners?
The thought that I would say is you have to continuously and strongly say no to abuse. If you feel somebody is hurting you, it can be physical, emotional, having extra control where you're afraid of someone, basically. If you are afraid of someone to do anything for yourself, for your life, for your children, for your home, then something is wrong. You are in domestic abuse. And you have to say no. If you start giving in and not have any consequences for your perpetrator, in some ways, you are giving permission to continue doing it. And that is your role in domestic abuse. People think, what could I have done? Whether you win or not, but you have to make sure you say no to it.
Sure.
And your kids need to know you're saying no to it. Your perpetrator needs to know you're saying no to it. And you need to know.
Yes.
Say no to it because you deserve a better life. You deserve a free life. And if you don't feel free, yes, we live in this free country and this free world, but we really are not free if we're afraid of somebody. So you should not be afraid of another person, and you need to say no.
Well, that's so true. I just love it. Vera, I love what you're doing. I hope you'll do more interviews like these because people need to hear what you have to say. And
So that would be great.
Absolutely. The book, the tag line or subtitle is Domestic Abuse. It's an unreported crime, and I love that you touched on that. It's so important to report it. Learning to Live Free is a Journey. The book is unreported by Vera Mahajan. And Vera, it's so great to have you with us here today. Please come back. And folks, you can purchase this book through Amazon. We'll have the link up there for you. Vera, thanks so much for being here today. And congratulations on all you've done.
Well, thank you, Bruce. Talk to you soon, I hope.
Thank you. Vera, please hold the line, and thank you. We'll be back with you soon.
Okay.